It's 74 degrees in Nashville. We are under a heat advisory through Friday. Today, we are expecting the highs to reach around 100 degrees with a heat index closer to 110. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. And here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. The divide over license plate reader surveillance cameras could hardly be more intense. Residents are pushing back, including with vigilante destruction of cameras in some places. At the same time, prominent Tennessee law enforcement agencies are supporting LPRs. For WPLN News, Emily West reports.
Recently, the Tennessee Sheriff's Association and the TBI went public in favor of license plate readers. Both groups say the technology helps lead to arrests and criminal investigations. They wouldn't interview with WPLN, but a new video with TBI's Emily Kiefer focuses on one use of LPRs. When people go missing.
They help us coordinate with partner agencies to give them the same picture that we see. This person is crossing into their jurisdiction, and we can help them help us safely locate this person.
But that's not enough for advocates who see surveillance invading privacy and rights.
And so, yeah, I think people are sick of it.
Kelly Chen has been on the front lines of the LPR fight in Nashville for 5 years.
Just like people on the left, it is, you know, people on the right, libertarians I know too, who are absolutely fed up with all of our money going to things that don't actually serve us.
She says people are angry statewide and want to see their tax dollars spent in other ways. Nashville leaders show no sign of funding LPRs for the police, but other cities have installed them, like Mount Juliet and Murfreesboro. State lawmakers, meanwhile, are likely to consider regulations over LPRs in January, including how police use them and when data is purged. The Tennessee Sheriff's Association said it will be there with its own proposal. Chin says the only laws she would support are abolishing them entirely. Emily West, WPLN News.
This weekend, some moviegoers attended special screenings in honor of Dolly Parton. Select Regal Cinemas in Tennessee showed Steel Magnolias and The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. Each ticket sold for $9.25, a nod to Parton's hit song, 9 to 5. The theater chain says it's giving all proceeds from ticket sales to Parton's Imagination Library. And if you miss the initial showings, Regal says it's expanding the tribute nationwide this coming weekend. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.